Every week, we turn to our friends at America's Test Kitchen for some hands-on cooking advice. This week, our managing producer, Sally Swift, checks in with Dan Souza. He's executive editor at America's Test Kitchen, and he's going to give us a little lesson in science and cocktails.
Hey, Dan, great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
So in full disclosure, I'm going to tell everyone, we were talking about what to do with you for some segments, and you brought up the idea of milk punch, which I was just grossed out by, and you are here to defend the idea of milk punch. So let's go.
I am. Okay, so the important thing to understand is there's two kinds of milk punch, really. There's one that's very popular in New Orleans, and it's creamy. It's actually got milk in the finished cocktail. But the kind that I want to talk about is called clarified milk punch, and it's really, really cool. It may be a little gross at one point in the making of it, but the end product is amazing. It's actually a really old technique. It dates back to the 1700s. And what you're essentially doing is adding a dairy product, usually milk. It can be half and half. It can be lots of different types of dairy to a pre-made punch. So it's got a lot of brandy in it, lemon, sugar. And when that milk hits the acidic and alcoholic liquid, it actually curdles, much like when you're making ricotta. And when that happens, it's kind of interesting. Those proteins, as they coagulate, they grab onto all kinds of stuff that's suspended in the drink. Hmm. And a lot of those things mess with the clarity of the drink. So most cocktails are pretty cloudy. This grabs all of that and it settles into this raft. And if you strain that off, what you're left with is a crystal clear, really gorgeous cocktail. And while the recipe itself is really old, the oldest published recipe is from the early 1700s, and David Wondrich's really lovely book called Punch. He has a recipe for it, Mary Rocket's Milk Punch. It's actually becoming quite popular to do this in bars again, and you see people getting really creative, making punches with all kinds of different flavors, and even different methods of clarifying with milk. So they're adding it hot, they're adding it cold, using half and half, using non-dairy creamers and that sort of thing.
Huh. Okay, now, so the milk is essentially used as a clarifier, right? It's absorbing things, essentially, and then it's strained off. Are you doing this, like, is this a per serving drink, or are you doing a big batch of the mix, the punch mix?
Well, no, so that's one of the really cool things here is it actually preserves the beverage. So you do this in a relatively large batch. We have some recipes on cookscience.com that produce basically a quart of cocktail, and you can keep it in your fridge for months and months. When Charles Dickens died, they actually found bottles of milk punch in his cellar. and they don't know how old they were, but they were fine. Because what's really interesting is when you strip out a lot of the volatile compounds that you find in lemons, especially in citrus, you actually stabilize it a lot more. So if it's refrigerated, it can last for a long time. So a big boon to bars is they're able to make a big batch of milk punch ahead of time, and then it's super easy to serve. You know, sometimes just poured over an ice cube, sometimes it's just poured straight up into a nice glass, and you have this beautiful clarity so you can see right through it. It has a little hint of color from whatever it was made with, but it kind of belies like what you actually end up tasting. It doesn't seem like it would have that much flavor.
Huh, I'm kind of dying to taste it now. You've turned me around. And what kind of booze do you use in your recipe?
So we have three recipes up on the site that use a mix of them. Brandy is a really common base, and so is rum. A lot of classic punches were made with both of those. But one of my favorite ones is a black tea port milk punch. So it's got brewed black tea, port. It's also got some rum in there, and it's inky dark before you clarify it, and then you add the milk to it. You clarify it, you strain it out, and it looks like a blush rosé wine. Like, it's absolutely gorgeous, and you would have no idea that that's where it came from. One of the other interesting things about milk punch is the texture you get out of it is really rich and silky. And the reason is when the milk curdles, you're only curdling one kind of protein, casein proteins. And that's what happens when you're making cheese as well. What's left behind are whey proteins. You've heard of curds and whey. So the whey proteins are left behind, and they add a lot of body to it. So body is, you know, that rich thickness that we get in a wine that, you know, has aged for a long time. So it has a lot more body than you'd expect. So it's this clear liquid, and you go to sip it, and you're just kind of wowed by how much flavor and richness you get out of it.
Wow, okay, I want to try it. So is this British in origin? Punches always sound so British to me. Is that where it comes from?
Yep, so the British were the first to really kind of put punch on the map, but it became very popular in colonial America. And David Wondersch's book, Punch, is a great treatise on just the history of punch in general. So it's a really old technique in that way. And then milk punch wasn't a huge deal. I mean, you'd see it in a few recipes. And then it just died out for about 150 years. And it wasn't until really modern bartenders and kind of the mixology era came in that we really started to see it again. And now you can find it, you know, in a lot of bars, and they're doing just crazy stuff with it. So maybe they're using tequila and pineapple, and you know, there's certain bars that'll just rotate out a new milk punch on offer all the time, and they're really fun to try.
Boy, I am sold. You did it.
All right, good. You're on the milk punch train.
Hey, Dan, thank you.
Thanks, Allie.
Dan Souza is executive editor at America's Test Kitchen. You can find a couple of recipes for milk punch at splendidtable.org.